Blackstone Audio presents House Reckoning by Mike Lawson. This book is read by Joe Barrett. To Jameson Stultz, senior editor at Grove Atlantic. Thanks to his hard work, his astute comments, his attention to detail, and his insights, the published version of my novels is always significantly better than the original manuscript. Part 1. Chapter 1. "We got a problem," Enzo said. Carmine Taliaferro was feeding his fish. He'd never figured himself for a fish guy, but he was in a pet store with his granddaughter one day, looking at the puppies, and saw the aquarium there. He didn't know the names of the fish then. He just liked the colors, the bright yellows, the iridescent blues and greens. His favorite was a little black one about 2 inches long, with a red stripe on each side, like the racing stripes on an Indy car. So he bought the aquarium and put it in his den, and he'd sit there, watching the fish, thinking about nothing, just relaxing. It was like watching baseball on TV, with the sound turned down. "What kind of a problem?" Carmine asked, glancing over at Enzo. When Enzo Marciano was younger, he'd looked like the hood he was. As he'd gotten older, hard muscle pooled into layers of fat, he lost most of his hair and started wearing glasses. Now all he needed was a mustard-splattered apron, and he could be the guy behind the counter at the corner deli. But that didn't mean he wasn't still a hood. "It's DeMarco," Enzo said. "He identified the guy who killed Jerry Kennedy. He's gonna kill him." "God damn it," Carmine muttered. "I knew this was going to happen. He came to ask permission, but he wasn't really asking, you know what I mean? I told him I was going to have to talk to you, and he said he understood. But he's not going to let it go, no matter what you say."